With Michigan Public News, I'm Tyler Scott. Michigan housing markets saw home sale prices dip in the first quarter of the year. Michigan Public's Steve Carmody reports.
Medium home sale prices dropped in Detroit, Flint, Lansing, and Grand Rapids in the first 3 months of 2024 compared to the last quarter of 2023. The report is from Atom, a company that tracks the real estate industry. Atom says prices often fall back during the slower winter home selling season each year, but the latest decrease marked one of the largest quarterly declines over the past 10 years. On a positive note, year-over-year median home sale prices were actually higher in the first quarter of 2024 compared to the first 3 months of 2023 in Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Lansing. I'm Steve Carmody.
A Detroit project 14 years in the making is about to open its doors. On May 1st, the Detroit People's Food Co-op will open, offering fresh produce downtown. Akil Talley is the store manager. He says there's a need for fresh and healthy food choices in Detroit neighborhoods outside of the downtown area, too.
So we probably need to expand more into the actual neighborhoods. Like, we're in the North End right now. We could use a co-op on the far west side of the city, the far east side of the city, the southwest side of the city.
The store is owned cooperatively by members who pay a one-time fee of $200. Talley says there are about 2,300 members in the co-op so far. This week's observance of the 10th anniversary of the start of the Flint water crisis drew one U.S. Senate candidate to the Vehicle City. Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Hill Harper marched with protesters Thursday. Harper says clean water is an issue in this year's campaign.
Environmental injustice is the, I believe, one of the most important issues, not just from public health standpoint, but just from a quality of life standpoint.
Three Democrats and four Republicans filed paperwork this past week to appear on the August primary ballot. The eventual winner in November will replace retiring U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. This is Michigan Public News.